have a chat to Duff this morning back at Rose Hill after a couple of weeks traversing around the countryside in New South Wales. Ronnie, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. It's a very, very hot Rose Hill, 40 degrees, so we've got level two restrictions with limited mounting yard today with the horses, so we'll just monitor that. It's pretty hot out here, I can tell you that much.
That sort of temperature would have a lot of meetings cancelled. Is it absolutely guaranteed to proceed?
They run very strict with this wet bulb, whatever they do here. So as soon as it's hit the level, they've got processes in place to more or less, they've got no choices. But today they're saying maybe a sea breeze comes in, you know, in the afternoon. So they keep their eye on their equipment, which is all controlled, you know, by probably the vets. And it's all led by that. But apparently we're right to go, but it's as hot as you'll get as far as going.
And what effects are going to have on the track? I'd imagine they would have put a fair amount of water on. How dry do you think it'll be by the time we get to the features?
It'll be... I think they've actually watered it again this morning. They've put a heap of... I wouldn't be surprised if the track's soft for the first race or two. But all depends on the wind factor later on. If that hot breeze comes up, it'll dry it out and they'll run time. But I think they've put... I don't think that's an issue. They've put plenty of water on this track.
Hey, Duff, I remember being at Bukatima one morning for track work, and it was the most oppressive, stifling tropical heat you could imagine. The horses were all in a muck lather, and I was talking to a few of the trainers, and they said it's amazing how they still tend to run to form, even though they're in insufferable sort of heat. Do you, as a punter, in conditions like today, are you mindful of the weather at all, or do you expect them to run to form?
Well, most of them all run to form. I think the big problem is when you've got big swings in weather, when you're coming from a cold couple of weeks to a real suddenly hot day. But I think through summer, as they get acclimatised through summer with an average of 30 or 30 in the 30s and they get a 40-degree day, it doesn't affect them as much. It's like sending a horse to Darwin, and it just takes them a while to settle in. Some of them won't even sweat there, and now they have the problem. But I think it's just big changes in temperature that affects horses.
Duff, today's program, it's pretty good. You got a listed, a group three, and another listed. Fields are pretty good. They'd even stand up in the previous couple of weeks when they were worth $1 million each of those sorts of races.
I agree. I think maybe because we've got the Villiers in 2 weeks' time, and there's a few horses starting off that are probably getting ready for the Magic Millions Carnival. So it all seems to be working. You know, usually this time of year dare I say, we're having six and seven horse fields, which might happen next week with all the benchmark races, but there's yet to be any evidence of that. But, I think they'd be very happy with the meeting they've got today.
What about from a punting perspective? Is it a good punters program?
I love this horse in the last at Woodots. Two big Fari. It's got a young lady on it called Michaela Weir, who... probably makes the price for the horse. I can't see she's going to make too many mistakes. I don't know if I've got him in front or behind the lead. She's ridden him in a lot of barrier trials, and this is a big drop in class. And he went out too hard at Newcastle when they run that fast time behind through the cracks. So this is a whole different situation altogether, from an 88 to a 78 to 1500 with a soft on-pace run. I think the market, if it was McDonald and Waller, it would be a $2 something in front of its name.
Really? It's currently $7.240.
Yeah, I think it's good odds. You know, I don't think you can do anything but run well.
All right, well, that's nice. That is two big Fari, race nine, number two. Who do you like in the features, the Starlight and the Festival?
Like Snitz, the price has gone there in the Starlight. Race eight, number four, he's trialled up nicely. He got form round Classique Legend last preparation. And the Festival's wide open, throw a dart at it. But I think Evelina's good odds at the $17 or $18. I know she's got to run 1500, but her run in the Hunter was better than anything. They come home in 33.3. She come from last, and her sectionals were amazing. So I know she hasn't won for a while, but she's the right price to have a little speck with no confidence. That's the price.
All right. I know there haven't been that many two-year-old races in recent weeks. Is there a big spruik on any of these two-year-olds in the first?
No, there's not, but it's very competitive. I'm very interested in the Hawks horse. This is the one they backed off the map. I've never seen a plunge like it in the Golden Gift. It didn't go a yard at Narn. But Team Hawks have persevered. They throw blinkers on him without another trial. I just think dry track, I think you'll see a big improvement from him. But there's some nice fillies down the bottom there that have trialled well, 11, 12, 13. But I'm just very interested in Hanan there.
All right. Hey, Duff, try and keep cool. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, guys.